This is Siren Reyna, and this is the track, Preemie. In this session, we are going to turn up your sensitivity. Maybe a little. Maybe a lot. Doesn't that sound wonderful? To be so painfully aware of how turned on you are, that even just the slightest rub could push you over the edge. There could be huge benefits to this programming. There could be some drawbacks too, but we won't focus on those for right now. Also, a word of warning. I am feeling particularly twisted today, so this track could take a turn to some humiliation. If that's not your thing, or if you're not feeling like you can handle it, I suggest you tuck your tail and scoot on out of here as fast as you can. If you're still listening, good. Then I will mock you if I see fit. You are an easy target after all. First, I want you to make a decision right away. Would you like to be seated or lying down when you go into deep trance for me? Oh, good. So make yourself comfortable now. Put yourself in the proper position. Adjust anything you need to adjust to feel comfortable. And make sure we won't be disturbed for the remainder of our time together. And if you are all settled in, then let's play. Good. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Give your body a quick scan. Check for any tension. Breathe into those spots where you feel any tension or stress. And as you exhale, let the tension go with your out-breath. That's right. Repeat it. Look for any remaining tension. Take a deep breath in. And exhale out. And your subconscious mind will continue this process until no more tension remains, while your conscious mind pays attention to the words that I say. Now I want you to experience something with me first. Close your eyes and imagine that I am standing in front of you. Don't get ahead of yourself. Imagine that I'm holding a lemon in one hand and a knife in the other. Notice the details of the lemon, its flesh, the shine it has, the texture on its surface. Does it have a smell? Maybe it is too faint to smell it just yet. But what happens when I cut a wedge out of it? That citrus scent fills the air. You can see the juice dripping down my hand. And perhaps you even notice the mist that sprayed out into the air. Are you able to smell it now? Put your hand out and take the lemon wedge. Notice the weight of it in your hand. The temperature, the juiciness as it sits against your hand. The smell is even stronger as it gets closer to you. Now in a moment, but not yet, I am going to count to three. And on three and not before, I want you to bite down into that lemon, letting all the juice fill your mouth. Feeling the flesh against your tongue, the density as your teeth press through it, letting that sour, tart juice fill your mouth and coat your tongue and cheeks. Here we go. One, two, three. Bite down. Notice the juice in your mouth, the tart, sour flavor, the smell as it is so strong, being so much closer to your nose, and the feel of the flesh against your tongue. Now open your eyes. I want you to notice how much more your saliva increased while I was talking about biting into an imaginary lemon. Did you pucker? Did you swallow more? Did you drool a little? What we vividly imagine becomes our reality, and our body responds accordingly. So, now, let's get on with the hypnosis part of our session, shall we? Close your eyes again. Focus on your feet. We are going to do this quickly, so please do try to keep up. Focus on your feet. Feel them become warm and heavy, and move that warmth and heaviness into your calves. Good. Double that feeling and make your legs even heavier as you move that warm, wonderful, thick, heavy feeling up to your thighs, relaxing them, making them feel wonderfully warm, limp, soft, and relaxed. Up even more into your stomach, your chest, and your shoulders, and take a deep breath in. And as you exhale out, double it all over again. Spread it down your arms, all the way into your fingers, and then up into your face, across your lips, into your cheeks, around your eyes, and all over your forehead, and finally, inside your mind. That's right, my voice inside your mind. You can feel it like warm honey pouring down over you, thick, warm, heavy, and dropping down now, even deeper. It feels so good to relax that mind and let go. Just like you were able to experience that lemon and have your body react as if it was your new reality, you will start to experience sexual pleasure intensely in your mind as if it were actually happening. You will be able to be more sensitive and more aware of how sensitive you are. And the more aware of how sensitive you are, the more aroused you will become. And the more aroused you become, the closer you'll be to coming. So now picture sexual pleasure as you know it. What does it look like? Not just the act, but notice the details. Notice everything. The flesh, the light, the texture. Are there fabrics? Notice everything. And while you're noticing everything about sexual pleasure, notice how your body is responding. Are you becoming a lot more aroused or a little more aroused? As you see yourself perhaps engaging with a partner, does your cock throb at even the thought? Good. What sounds do you notice? Maybe the sound of kissing. Or maybe clothing, sliding on or off. Maybe the sound of the bedding. Or maybe it is simply the sound of your own breathing. Whatever it is, notice every sound and how each sound you hear actually tells your brain that you are experiencing intense sexual pleasure. And when you realize it, the intensity doubles. What is the taste of this intense pleasure? Perhaps it is the taste of the other person. Or maybe it's not a taste at all. It's more of a flavor inside of you, like the honey on your mind. Have you ever noticed if there's a smell? It could be cologne or perfume. The smell of the linens, the smell of the room, or even the smell of sex itself. But notice how your brain, even before the actual act of sex, notices all of these things. The sights, the sounds, the tastes, the scents. And it understands that it is supposed to be at the height of its arousal. So, notice how aroused you are now, and double it. Good. And now double it again. Because now we are going to talk about touch. You see, there is so much that leads up to the actual part of sexual pleasure, where you touch. Whether it's alone or with a partner, your arousal starts out low and builds and builds and builds before you ever even touch. So take a moment now to fixate on this feeling. All of this arousal. Because when you finally touch that cock, you are going to make this arousal 10 times stronger. That's right. When you finally touch that cock, your arousal will shoot through the roof. So by the time you touch it, you should already be throbbing. Maybe you need to go back to remembering what it feels like to be touched, remembering what it feels like to be horny, remembering what it sounds like, what it tastes like, what it smells like, when you know that you are about to have incredible sexual pleasure. And fixate on that thought to the exclusion of all other thoughts. And that's right. Feel it in your body even stronger. And in a moment, I am going to count from 3 down to 1, and when I reach 1 and on and not before, you will begin to stroke. And you will notice how sensitive you have become, how much stronger that feeling is, and how quickly you want to come. And that's right. When I reach 1, you are going to come as fast as you possibly can. Now, in the meantime, as you're waiting, aching, throbbing, continuing to drive that arousal up, I want you to notice something. Something that was put into the languaging of this track. Something that leading up till now you have not considered. And that sensitivity was all directed at an encounter. Even if alone. But your brain has associated it to the touch of another. And now that you are so far in, and so far deep, and so far horny, there's not much you can do about it. When another person touches you, when another person begins to engage in sexual pleasure with you, you are going to find that your arousal immediately rockets up, making you on the edge of coming within seconds, knowing that a couple of strokes from their hand, a couple of licks, a couple of touches could make you come in a heartbeat. And the fact that you feel so turned on by this, and the fact that you know you will be humiliated by this, the fact that you know that they might mock you at your inadequacies, that you will struggle in vain to try to please them, to try to make them happy, knowing that you're going to burst so quickly that you will be embarrassed. And the fact that you are so turned on right now solidifies that as your new reality. And you're still aching to touch, you're still craving to touch, and you know that you are going to explode so quickly. But before I count from 3 down to 1 and make you come so fast, you are also going to start to train yourself. That's right. Because this is a program inside of your mind. It has been installed and it will run in the background. And anytime you decide that you want to come, anytime you decide you want to touch yourself, you will instinctively try to come in less than a few seconds. Your goal is to come in as few strokes as possible. And if you are a failure at coming in under 30 seconds, you are not allowed to keep stroking. You have to wait and try again several hours later. You have 30 seconds or less to stroke. I am going to be watching the clock. And this is your new life. This is your new routine. And you're still waiting to touch. You still are aching and you're so horny. Just wait. That's right. All of that pressure building up. And you are going to explode so quickly. You might be mocked. You might be laughed at. 3, 2, 1, start stroking. You have 30 seconds. That's right. Hurry up. And if you manage to come in less than the 30 seconds, well, congratulations. But if you haven't and you are a failure, then I'm going to be disappointed and you are going to be in a lot of trouble. So I suggest you stroke even faster. And when your 30 seconds have ended, which will end in just 10 seconds, you are going to be so ashamed that you came now. Time's up. How'd you do? Do you think anybody else would be impressed? I doubt it. Now, I would love to see you grovel to show your embarrassment, to show your shame, and then try to make up for it. That's interesting how well you responded to that little program. But now it's your new reality, because you chose to download this track, you chose to listen to this track. You got hard during this track and you obeyed my commands during this track. And that means that you have willingly accepted my commands as your new reality. Now, don't forget to practice. I am going to bring you out of trance, but before I do, you are going to feel incredibly horny. Incredibly needy, incredibly aroused for the rest of this week. Every time you even think about your little premature ejaculation problem, you'll get hard. Anytime you think about me, you will get harder. Anytime you think about touching, you will already start to feel like you are going to come. And that's right. Incredibly horny, as if you were a teenage boy all over again. Your hormones on full blast. And that's right. Now, I'm going to count from 3 back to 1, and when I reach 1, you may come to the surface, but only if you have accepted this as your new reality. 3, feeling your body. 2, coming on back, hearing my voice, and feeling your mind become light, your body become light. 1, energy returning into your body, eyes wide open, feeling awake, alert, and quite ashamed. It's really fun to tease you. You're such an easy target. I can't wait to hear the little stories of your encounters in the future. Have fun practicing.